Morning Watch, laboring on the all-inclusive Christ, typified by the good land, for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 2. Inheriting the all-inclusive Christ as the good land by taking heed to his words of advice and warnings, and by receiving his renewed training to have our inner man renewed day by day. Monday, related verses. Exodus 3, verse 8. And I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to the place of the Canaanites and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Hebrews 3, verse 12. Beware, brothers, lest perhaps there be in any one of you an evil heart of unbelief and falling away from the living God. Exodus 3, verses 14 and 17. And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, Thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am, has sent me to you. Verse 17, And I have said, I will bring you up out of the affliction of Egypt to the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, to a land flowing with milk and honey. Hebrews 3, verses 15 through 19. While it is said, Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the provocation. For who provoked him when they heard? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt by Moses? And with whom was he displeased for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom did he swear that they should not enter into his rest except to the disobedient? And we see that they were not able to enter in because of unbelief. Related reading. The goal of God's calling the children of Israel was that they would enter into the promised land to enjoy its riches so that they might establish God's kingdom and be God's expression on earth. However, although all Israel was redeemed through the Passover, delivered out of the Egyptian tyranny, and brought to the mountain of God to receive the revelation of God's dwelling place, the tabernacle, nearly all fell and died in the wilderness, failing to reach this goal because of their evil doings and unbelief. Only Caleb and Joshua reached the goal and entered into the good land. This signifies that although we have been redeemed through Christ, delivered out of Satan's bondage and brought into the revelation of God's economy, we may yet fail to reach the goal of God's calling, that is, to enter into the possession of our good land, Christ, and enjoy his riches for the kingdom of God, that we may be his expression in the present age and participate in the fullest enjoyment of Christ in the kingdom age. This should be a solemn warning to all New Testament believers. Those who spied out the land of Canaan brought back an evil report. On one hand, they said the land was exceptionally good, but on the other hand, they said that it was impossible to enter. The people there were giants, they said, and the cities fortified and great. They asserted that Israel could never conquer the land, and if they tried, they would be utterly defeated and devoured. Many, many times the enemy, the evil one, speaks the very same things within us. I am afraid that even while you have been reading these chapters, he has been whispering these things in your ear. Don't ever think you can enter the good land. It is far beyond your ability. You will never make it. The little devil hidden in many of us is just waiting for an opportunity to inject his deadly poison. Never believe him. The people are giants, he will tell you, and the cities are fortified to heaven. You will be defeated and you know it. Hebrews 3 tells us that this is an evil heart of unbelief. It is a heart occupied by the evil one, so it is called an evil heart. We must pray, Lord, I do want a good heart, a heart full of faith. I am not able to enter the land, but you are. The one who is in us is greater than he who is in the world. I cannot make it, but Christ can make it, and he is in me. We must have faith in the power of his resurrection. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, and all that we dream or imagine. God will do it. God will make it. Let us follow the example of Joshua and Caleb. They had hearts full of faith. They could tell the people, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are all well able to overcome it." Brothers and sisters, we must be very careful to avoid all unbelief. Perhaps while walking on the street one day, you will say to yourself, "Who can enjoy such an all-inclusive Christ? Not me. I'll never be able." This is an evil heart of unbelief. Call it by its true name. Be careful. Be watchful. Be prayerful against it. Indeed, in your natural strength, you will never be able to attain the good land. It is possible by resurrection power alone. Only the power that raised Christ from the dead and made him the head of over all things can bring you in. But praise him, this power is in us. This power is continually being transmitted into us through the indwelling Holy Spirit.